I am absolutely positive you're going to enjoy this next episode, or my name isn't Edma. Oh, shit.
It's Nern.
Shackles of Nern.
Hello, this is Elias. For this session of Wind on the Plains, we're not going to have Rechna, who plays Malona. I know we just had another player absence on the last session of Voice in the Sky as well. Essentially, with school starting back up and COVID still being a large concern in the United States, a lot of stuff's changing very rapidly for a lot of the people involved in this campaign, so hopefully it won't become a trend, but we are just going to have to work with what we have for the time being. So, in any case, please enjoy.
Someone do something funny.
Grunts.
Beep boop, beep boop.
Oh, yes, no, please. Like in a sex way. Like in a you think Gyark is attractive way.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, what a stud.
Oh my.
Wow.
I'm uncomfortable with what's happening in chat.
I'm about to, you know, swoon.
Hey, y'all, this cold open sucks.
I said do something funny, not something fundamentally, like, deplorable.
Well, I thought we were doing something funny to imply then. That Gyark right. is sexy.
Tell me a joke.
So, Elias, your funny opener.
Oh.
Tell me a joke!
Shit.
Tell me a joke!
I've got one.
Okay.
Okay, so, today I was, you know, doing things, walking around the house as one does, and do you know what I found?
Hmm?
A portal to another dimension. I went through the portal of that other dimension, and do you know what was in that dimension?
I did briefly forget that this was a joke and not just a story.
Anyway. Alright, so, Narnia was in this other dimension. It was real, real chill, because, you know, they'd already done the whole thing where, like, the wars had happened. Narnia's chill now. And so I was just chilling in Narnia, you know, as one does, eating grapes, having a good time, when all of a sudden this guy came up to me and he said, knock, knock.
Oh, no.
And I said, who's there? And he said, there is no war in Ba Sing Se. And that's the story of how I got kidnapped by the Dai Li.
What in the fuck?
What the fuck?
Jillian, you got to know that, that was nothing.
I don't like it. Wait, all right, hold on. I'm kicking the bot. We'll re-add it and try again. Eli, do the fucking thing. Please get us away from whatever just happened.
Previously on Song of the Sea.
Thank
nope.
You.
Hang on.
All right.
Previously Wait. On Wind on the Plains.
They're bullshitting.
Leave the whole thing.
We'll recap that voice.
I don't remember what we did last time.
Okay.
Oh,
wait, hang
oh,
on. Okay.
Oh.
You guys had plot. It was fucked up.
Last time on Wind of the Plains, some folks found a temple and we fucked with some shit, and then a statue tried to kill us. It didn't work. Then we found some soldiers.
Found a temple and we fucked with some shit is a common theme, huh?
Everything's hey. A temple. I don't know if you knew in this storyline, everything's a temple, Jen.
This
any
time
structure.
We didn't get arrested, so.
Yeah, you narrowly avoided arrest.
Not yet.
Oh, also, it's worth noting that this temple is the Dominion soldiers doing what we call some blatant racism and enforcing
state
a somewhat.
Violence.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Glowy Shell be weird. Kiara be like, I have willpower on occasion. Now. The glowy shell glow bright when we point it to the southwest where there are storms in the distance. Only Jen said it much better and more dramatically so as to narratively frame the scene.
to take notes.
Also, there's people hunting us now.
Actually. Thank you.
Because, like, I forgot the direction, so, like, good on ya. I'm just gonna start off with, like, you know, you guys, we ended the session with you guys at camp that night and going to bed, so you wake up the next morning. Etma, I'd like you to roll mysticism for me.
Okay.
I thought Etma didn't have that anymore.
I mean, he still knows mysticism.
Eta, you're right.
Eatma.
A little bit of magic.
Olivia, just like, this is out of character. Is Toast ever going to get this right?
It's Eatma.
It isn't, but it's adorable that Toast thinks it is. It felt weird to just not pass that. That's like the one thing my character does, so I went ahead and lucky rolled that. 5-degree pass.
You have a mental sensation that is at first hard for you to place because it feels kind of like it is a familiar sensation, but one that you've never felt in isolation before. And the best that you can tell is it feels similar to casting the pocket spell, but without the actual casting, right? It's the mental sensation of accessing the pocket, but there's no mental sensation of casting the spell.
Is this like, are we all up, or is this like, as I'm waking up, this like jolts me awake?
We'll say it jolts you awake, but people are starting to rise. It's like 5 a.m. Some people are stirring, maybe, as the sun rises.
Not.
I'm just going to go and, like, grab a rock.
Okay.
That's next to me and try to pocket it.
Okay. So I'm assuming that when you access the pocket, you can kind of see the inventory, in a sense. You know what is in there, some idea of, like, an itemized list.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, a visual thing, but it's, like, I know what's there and then can just, like, pick.
There's something in there that you did not put in there. There is a small piece of paper.
Hey, everyone.
Are we sleeping?
Huh.
Kind of all waking up. Toast is probably asleep.
Ela was up.
Yeah.
Heads up, I don't know what this is, and I'm going to poof it into my hands.
Kiara's, like, very startled when it's a piece of paper. Like, she was, like, about a minute into being awake, but, like, she was ready for a fight and is very startled when it's not something she can punch.
Yeah, because you sleep in plate armor, and it's the saddest existence I can imagine.
She went to military school.
That
she
can't
learned...
be normal. No, you were weird even at military school for that.
Kiara had the quickest time of, like, you know when, like, they bang on the beds in the movies and they're like, get up, soldier. She had the quickest time on record for that, and it's because she just learned to sleep in the armor.
Jillian, I have an important question that'll, like, kind of, like, give us insight into Kiara. Was Kiara, like, into military school, or just, like, went there and did well because she liked succeeding, but she didn't actually like it?
Kiara was very happy to, because remember, like, in her childhood, she was very isolated due to her mother trying to force the sword singer thing. So Kiara didn't necessarily enjoy the concept of military school, but really, really enjoyed getting to interact regularly and normally with her peers on a, like, consistent basis, and didn't want to give anyone a single reason to send her away. So tended to err on the side of overperforming.
That makes sense. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. No, she was not like a, ooh, military. Nah, she's actually pretty bad at most aspects of this, but she was really good at sleeping in armor.
So she appreciated it for a lot of reasons, none of which were the fact that it was military school.
Yeah, no, she actually wasn't super happy about the military part, but, like, she sure was there.
Okay, so the piece of paper that you get out is just, like, a folded note. Unfolding it, the note is a crudely drawn map of Elsweyr with an X just kind of a little ways to the southwest of you. And written, like, underneath that is the name Dossand. D-O-S-S-A-N-D. I guess you can go ahead and roll lore. Toast and Etma, I'll give you each, like, a plus 10.
I forgot I needed
everyone rolling lore.
Anyone who wants to.
All right, let's go.
I did
I'm
not
ready.
Bring my dice.
Thank you for the plus 10. I passed.
Okay. Well, so first off, you recognize that that's not the name of any, like, town or village in Elsweyr, at least none that you know of. None that are, like, you know, along trade routes or anything. you both think that you may have, like, it sounds familiar, it's on the tip of your tongue, and after a while of, like, both trying to, like, where have I heard that before? You realize that, like, when you were traveling around this area, it was an alien ruin in the area that you, like, you know, camped a night outside of or something.
I can't read it. So.
I'll hold the map down and, like, lay it out so everyone can see it. If I'm not mistaken, this location is an alien ruin, I think. Also, temple? No... yeah, a temple, definitely a temple. I have no idea who this is from and how they got access to my pocket dimension.
Did they sneak it in while you weren't looking?
Well, I guess so. I have no other explanation.
I put things in your pocket all the time.
Yes, you do, like acorns.
I mean, considering that it's in the same direction as Ominous Storm, probably not a bad lead.
Yeah, we just need, again, I don't know who this is and why they put this in my pocket, so we...
Put a note in your pocket and maybe they'll take it.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's a good idea, but yeah, we just, I mean, caution as ever. It's always good to be cautious, but this especially, I suppose.
Look, if they turn out to be dangerous, we'll punch them, we'll fight them.
No, listen, adventure awaits, like, I'm down, but...
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, this is weird and I don't like it, but at the same time, I'm not about to back down from a challenge here, so. Anyone want to say anything to this mysterious Desand? I suppose I can leave them a message and see if they can retrieve it.
Oh, tell them that I'm about to bet Etma 5 gold that they're not evil.
I'm
so
not doing
please
this.
Don't be evil.
The thing you're doing is not what I'm going to run.
See you soon, buddy.
Oh, but do you take the bet of, I bet
yes, of
you
course.
5 gold that they're not going to be evil?
I also think you're right, but I will take the bet.
You know that the name is the name of the alien ruin.
Oh, not the person.
Not the person.
Okay, well, erase but that from still. History then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm really stupid. That's not their name. That's the ruin.
That still stands.
I mean, yep. You could have cut that because you're the editor, but instead
but
you canonized it.
It's fine. Etma makes oopsies sometimes.
Okay.
I'm just going to write a note. I'm just going to say just straight up, who are you? What do you want? And pocket it.
Okay.
I want it to be noted that you did just avert me, like, singing a bit of a Hannah Montana song. So.
I'm glad.
It's the one, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Okay, no, that's cool. No, yeah, it happened, so, like, we didn't avoid it.
But I thought you
and
had...
And we did not avert it.
But now, through the power of editing, it's been erased from linear time.
Hey, both the ruin and the storm, which you actually don't see anymore this morning, are in the vague direction of the city Torval, which is also Toast, probably one of the closest cities to, like, your home village. So, like, kind of most signs are pointing in that direction. The only other unresolved plot thread is the Dwemer Air facility, which is in the complete opposite direction. That's essentially northeast of you.
Yeah, I suppose we go, unless anyone wants to do something else or has objections.
Nonim wakes up now.
Oh, Nonim, look, it's a map that we don't know how we got it. Let's go.
That sounds great. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, future brother-in-law, are you ready?
What?
Oh, don't worry about it. You're dreaming. Just come on.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I have to... Give me a second to put my armor on. I don't, like, sleep in it.
Wow. Weird to be you.
Yeah.
Kiara's a freak.
We head out after that.
Okay. We'll say that it takes, heading in the direction of Torval, to get to Torval, it'll take about 5 days. 5 days.
When you say Torb, I think it's Minnow, because she's a toothless orb.
There's no B in what
she's
I'm saying.
She's a toothless orb.
So, the type of cat she is called a Torby.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. I see
are you
where
sure?
this is going.
Because Honeycomb is a Torty with, like, a T.
Torby, because it's like Tabby and Torty.
Okay.
But then she also got her teeth out the same time I learned that. So toothless Torb.
Wait, does that mean that if Minnow met Toothless, like the little dragon?
What?
I mean, they modeled the dragons after cats, so
yes.
Yeah,
it's a match
I know.
Made in heaven.
I just am having cute thoughts.
It's a Torble.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on a 5-day trip.
Yeah, no, you're walking road RP if you want it.
Oh, hey, you know what we haven't done in forever?
No. Sing?
Yeah, I was going to say we haven't, done the band thing in a while.
We did save the ocean with music. It seems like a skill maybe to keep up.
Band practice time.
Let's have some.
We'll practice at, like, camp down time.
Okay.
Nanam does not have an instrument.
Are you really good at singing?
You
can do scream music because your voice is already kind of scratchy.
That's true.
Ooh, yeah, I haven't really tried screaming since, you know, but maybe. Are y'all a screamo band?
We could be.
Listen, buddy.
It's true.
Listen,
it's
this
the
is
world
really
world.
Important.
Well,
you
shit.
Gotta do the music.
Guess I gotta learn how to do the music. I guess Nottam tries to figure out if he could have a career in screamo music.
Role performance?
Okay, no, not like, I'm not even thinking like screamo, I'm thinking like, you know, the really like deep, scruffly, like bluesy sounding, like, I don't know, yeah, like your voice is fucked up and that's part of the appeal.
Like Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
So.
Hey, we did make performance a profession, okay, because I was
I don't have that.
Gonna not
role a skill you're not trained in based off of, I guess, personality?
Let's roll a 12. I guess that could be worse. Right.
So, Jen, that's exactly 1 degree.
Okay.
I rolled a 10.
Yeah, Nanam, you're not a good singer of any form.
He's like, maybe I'm just like y'all's groupie. Like, I carry your instruments around and shit.
It's not
cheer
a
you on. That's
you
not the right word.
You could be the band manager.
Brody.
You could be the manager.
Yeah, your manager.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Who's got bigger ears? Who knows better?
Toast, you know, oh man, I guess that's you.
Ears.
Toast has 32 muscles in each ear.
I can turn them backwards. Look at this.
Is that a cat fact, or are you just deciding?
It's a cat fact.
Okay. I was kind of hoping you had just decided.
Do y'all have a band name? I could work on, like, t-shirts for you guys.
Post in this on 7.
I'm gonna get my text real quick.
And the soggy, however many of us there are now, yeah.
Y'all ain't that soggy anymore.
We're not.
I still am. Look, I still got mold growing between my toes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Oh.
Hey, I carry water with me everywhere. Should I, like, wash you?
I'm like a cat. I self-bathe. I just
obviously not good enough.
Also, Kila makes a good point, though. We always have water. We can become soggy right before performances if necessary.
Also, guys, my toes are soggy and moldy because my shoes don't cover my toes, so whenever we walk through mud, they get wet.
So you're saying we need to get you better shoes?
No.
Or carry you everywhere.
They exposed my little paw pads
for stealth.
To grip.
And for stealth.
And my claws.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Makes sense.
But, you know, you gotta take them for a team and have moldy toes so I can, you know, run around. It's one or the other.
Wait. So, Toast, if he ever cleaned himself, he would, like, straight up like a cat. Lick his, like, paws clean, but he chooses not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. When I die, can you guys set me on fire in the river?
Seems reasonable. Yeah. Are we talking about Toast or Olivia?
Toast.
I thought last, a couple days ago, you asked me to reanimate your body.
Oh, man. This is a hard choice.
That sort of is a one or the other sort of
if
deal.
If you reanimate me and I'm on fire, can I be a corpse on fire?
Not for long.
That is the name of a metal band.
I guess, like, if you still had, like, I guess, like, if you soaked, like, bones in some kind of, like, oil and then reanimated the bones into a skeleton, you could.
There we go.
The band That'd is named after cool. the tag team double of Nonim and Malona desecrating and burning corpses.
Corpse on fire.
Yep. Is that your new writing that in your metaphorical will?
I can't write.
That's why it's a metaphor.
What the heck is that?
It's when you're comparing two things to make a point, Toast.
I'm short and you're tall. Let's buy candy. A metaphor.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
That's perfect.
It's pretty good.
I get it. I'm smart.
So.
Can I train my squirrels?
This is a really rich vein.
Can I train my squirrels now, please?
I mean, have you looked into the mechanics?
I don't like reading.
Well, you have this available at any point.
Elias, will you read it and tell me what to do?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh. Hold on one sec. I have an ice cream emergency.
Okay.
Look at this. I have a Blue Bunny ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Where's the bottom of the cone? It's just ice cream.
Oh,
it's not in the bag. How am I supposed to eat
this? Is ideal. You're going to have to get a bowl.
Upside down. No, just turn it upside down.
Oh, eat it from the bottom up?
Yeah.
But then I'm holding this and there's chocolate all over it.
That's fine.
This is just stupid.
Put it in a bowl. Stupid.
One bite. Just all of it.
No. Ew. Also, may I add, though, after Nottam decides that he can't play in the band, he does send Hopper out. I think that was his name. Mm-hmm. And sets
Floppers.
Up like Floppers. Floppers. And sets out a little, like, mini drum set and tries to get his little frog to play the drums.
That's little beautiful. Necromancy.
All right. Fuck, I'm going to luck reroll that.
So Floppers is not good at the drums.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
What degrees of success would you say are necessary to tame a squirrel? And I do need to note that the lowest on the chart is a dog at 4.
Like 6.
Okay, that makes sense. Olivia, you can totally tame these guys.
Nice.
How much permanent luck would I have to burn to make Floppers good at the drums?
1.
Forever?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I burn a permanent luck.
Okay, Floppers is good at the drums.
It does require a profession, though, Olivia. You need profession animal tamer, so you need to sink XP into this.
This is garbage.
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't want them to be able to do anything, then it's fine.
I just want them to be my friends, and I want them not to try to escape all the time.
I haven't made them try to escape.
They're feral.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty unhappy.
They're literally tied to my face. I just want them to, follow me around, but, not have any, they won't, find stuff for me, you know?
Okay.
Oh,
all
like
right.
A dog here. In Minecraft, except they do actually serve purpose.
I just want them narratively
what
to
we'll
love
do.
Me.
You're gonna roll survival 2 times in a row. If you pass both times with at least 1 degree, then you tame the squirrels.
I failed the first roll. I'm gonna luck reroll it. Oh, I got chocolate everywhere. Hold on. Well, I passed, but there's chocolate on my rolling board.
What were your degrees?
1. It's a 10.
Okay.
No,
you gotta do it one more
everywhere.
Time.
Hold on, there's chocolate.
Face.
How many times can I try?
You can luck roll again.
I can?
Yeah, you have 4. You have 3 per session.
All right. I passed. I got a 34. That's 3.
Okay, yeah. They no longer try to run away. Eventually, they'll grow to love you.
That's good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, actually, while you're traveling, we'll say after the end of day 1, you're back in sort of the jungly section of Elsweyr. Let's do travel rolls.
Is this where we got arrested last time?
No. Completely different country.
But jungle.
There's more than one jungle in the world.
Jillian's making a face like she doesn't quite believe that.
Last
whatever time it was a marsh.
So do you think that I'm trying to trick you?
The jungle
here?
Has to fight to the death.
Look, I have a map on my wall. No, would you like to see it?
No. I'm simply being a little shit.
Okay.
It turns
out. I don't
out
believe
that...
you. I think you're trying to trick us.
Well, get fucked. This is where you got arrested. Haha. Gotcha. Anyway.
In New Marshfield.
What? Jen, what's the rules again for travel?
Options are guard, you're looking out for anything that might attack you. Scavenger, you're looking for any like discarded loot on the ground. Forager, you're looking for any useful like crafting ingredients. And scout, you're looking for any interesting places you might want to explore. Kiara, what do you do?
Garden.
Etma.
I'll take scout.
Toast.
I forget the name of it, but loot.
Scavenging.
Scavenger. Yeah. Nonim.
The thing that Elias said.
Scout.
Scout.
And Jax.
Loot.
Okay. So in that case, Kiara, go ahead and roll observe plus 20.
Hells yeah, I can do that. Okay. My observe is bad, so I am going to check this. But with plus 20, I do pass. 2 degrees.
Okay.
Thank you for the plus 20. My observe is naturally a 19.
Yeah, there are a couple of times where, like, wild animals, like, may have snuck up on the party, but you were able to, like, alert them quick enough that, like, it became clear that you were too much of a threat to bother to take on. So, like, for the remaining few days traveling to Torval, you're relatively safe. Scouts, so Etma and Nonim, go ahead and roll observe or investigate plus 10.
I failed.
I passed! I rolled a 1.
Okay, you find a cave. You're not sure if there's anything interesting in it, but maybe.
Anyone up for a little bit of cave? I could totally do some cave diving.
Yeah, sure, let's go in a cave.
I haven't fucked with a cave in a long time.
Hey kids, let's go spelunking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been a while. Wait, Jen.
Yeah?
What kind of rocks are in this cave?
Fuck, I don't know. Come on, man. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know the breeds of rock, and at this point I'm too afraid to ask.
Deciduous. Crunchy.
That's
a tree.
That's the only one.
That's a rock.
Deciduous rocks, crunchy rocks, smooth rocks.
Yeah, that's it.
Shit. Now I know the breeds ones.
What is deciduous? What's this word I've just said?
The tree.
Trees.
Rocks.
That
anyway,
is the rock
before
that has
we
leaves.
Resolve the cave, scavengers roll, observe, or investigate plus 10.
I pass with 4 degrees.
I'm trying to find the hole.
Jax, roll a d6.
I pass
1.
With 5 degrees.
Jax, you find nothing. Toast, roll a d6.
Aww. 5.
You find 2 third level potions of replenishment, which are the, I think those are the magical ones. Do you drink them immediately?
Can I give them to Itma?
Sure.
Does it give him more magicka?
It's the only one way to find
for
out.
For one day it would if I drank them.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you very much, Toast. How many? 2?
Can you believe someone just left us on the floor? I'm giving them to you because I don't have any more slots left in my bag and I don't want to make more.
Okay.
Okay, you guys decide to go spelunking. Give me a second to generate this cave encounter.
While you're doing that, Jen, the spell I made was sleep, which is like an out-of-combat utility spell that like can make someone fall asleep if they're like not in any sort of stressful or like intense situation, if they're just like chilling somewhere, like guarding something.
Okay. Sounds good.
What if someone is calmed in combat?
I think that would like that combo would probably work because at that point they're like magically not agitated or yeah. But it is also worth noting it is a non-magical sleep. So it's just a regular sleep, a loud noise or anything would still wake them up.
Okay. You enter the cave and find that it is relatively shallow, right? There doesn't seem to be much of a cave complex. All of you go ahead and roll observe minus 10 unless you have any form of dark vision, which I think only Toast.
Big fail.
Fail.
Pass. Success. 3 degrees.
Success is 0 degree.
Pass 3 degrees.
Okay. That is a party success. Before you advance too deep in the cave, you see there's some sort of weird, like, it looks like organic structure in kind of the back corner that upon closer inspection to those with higher degrees, so I think that was Jax and Toast, which makes sense because these would be native to both of your, like, homelands. Although, I don't know. Jax, you were kind of around that area, like, with Leowyn and stuff. It's a hive of what are called Kotugawa, which are giant mosquitoes.
Dude, I leave immediately.
Me too.
No way, Jax is probably okay with mosquitoes. Eli leaves immediately.
So does Beck.
Does anyone tell us?
Anyways, there's some really big mosquitoes up there. Y'all want to fuck with that or not?
Is there anything valuable here? Otherwise, hell no.
Seem to be.
Yeah, peace.
This is just a mosquito place.
Get the fuck out.
Absolutely not.
Oh, so it's Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, Florida also has Disney.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I just want some money. I have 1 gold, and I only got that because I begged Jin for it.
I'll give you 100 gold. Here you go.
No! No, Nottam didn't say that. Beck did.
Here's 300 gold. Here you go.
Nottam, Jin.
Is that actually how, like, I guess Nottam, like, after they leave, was like, oh, shit, was hoping for some money, but, like, you don't have to give Nottam gold.
He goes, 100 gold!
Okay, he takes it. Thanks, woman.
These mosquitoes have a personality of 5.
Yeah.
They are unpersonable. Anyway.
That is pretty low.
Yeah. Okay, you continue on your trip, and unless anyone else has travel RP, it is relatively uneventful. Etma, on the night of the 3rd travel day, roll, or I guess the morning of the 4th, roll mysticism.
Pass, 7 degrees.
The note that, you can tell this without even opening it, but the note that you put in your pocket is gone. It doesn't seem to have been replaced with anything.
Gotcha. And can I just sort of tell that without opening it, just because, like, I'm actually know what I'm looking for this time?
Got high degrees.
Nice, okay, cool.
So, yeah, fluff-wise, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, you arrive in the city of Torval, not nearly as big and bustling as Central, but, like, you know, decent-sized city. If anyone has city things they want to do.
I got
city things.
2 city things.
Interesting.
The first one, I say, all right, Kiara.
Hmm?
You remember that big-ass snake tooth that you got?
Yeah.
We're looking to sell that, right?
Presumably, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, with someone like being able to fuck with my pocket space, I don't know if we want to leave that in there, and I also don't think we want to carry it, so this might be a good time to just kind of find someone who's willing to, you know, put down a couple hundred gold, maybe.
All right. Yeah, let's try to sell a giant snake tooth.
I'll buy it.
So dumb. All right, go ahead and carry this thing. It's like 4 times heavier than Toast.
Yeah,
wait, way more than 4, right, actually.
You have to carry
it's big.
So, Jen,
how big is it again?
Do we want to, like, split that?
It's big.
Kiara could, like, barely lift it. I think it was, like, huge, right?
Can I, like, make a sword out of it? That'd be neat.
It's mine, I bought it!
Sword.
Wait, can Ida and Kiara go sell this sword at an actual store and not sell it to Toast?
But I want
it. Well, it's either that or Jax makes something out of it.
You can also just sell it. I don't know.
How good is a bone sword?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's from... I'm going to treat it as dragon bone. I feel like that thing was about as tough as a dragon. I'm going to treat it as, like, special dragon bone. So, like, it would make a good sword, or it would sell for a lot of money. It's whichever one you want.
Would that sword sell for a lot of money?
That's also a fair point.
Like, I feel like that's a collector's item.
Yeah, but also this is one of the very, very rare chances that we get to get dragon bone without spending, like, a fuck ton of money on it. Like, because the reason that dragon bone, I assume, is so, like obviously you still pay more for the crafting of it because it's, like, a high quality material, but, like, a lot of what I assume is the cost associated with dragon bone is the rarity of coming across dragon bones.
Also, Jax does have the thing of, like, dragon bone armor buying for, like, above market price if he brings it back to Anvil.
this is not enough to make a set of armor with. And specifically, what I'll say is, make a weapon out of this. I have some interesting things to give it.
What I'll say, I mean, obviously, this is ultimately up to Kiara, I feel like, but Jax, I'm fine with using this as crafting material for you, as long as you feel confident that you know, you have enough experience to work with it, and that you think you'll have enough time to
don't
make that worth
it.
Yeah, there's definitely a certain value to having immediate gold.
Like, degree difficulty to make something out of bone.
Dragon bones, specifically, yeah.
Yet I'm saying that, like, out of character, like, it's the sort of thing where, like, if we hold on to this theoretically in the long run, it's worth more to us, but also, like, having immediately some money is also good.
True. I don't even, how much money does Kiara have?
I know as a party we have a decent amount, because Malona got a fuck ton for the book.
Oh, yeah. I have exactly 333 gold.
So I could totally see a reason for us not wanting to sell this immediately, just because we're not exactly short on money at the moment.
True.
Wait, and Olivia, how much did you give Nana?
100 or whatever you want.
100. I have 101 gold.
Eli, are you still looking up the crafting difficulty?
Dragonbone is a -40. I mean, that's the sort of thing where Toast can give you Jack of Trades, and you can use luck rerolls. Like, if we want to make that happen, we can. I wouldn't say that, like, the -40 necessarily needs to be a reason for us to not do it.
Yeah. I mean, like
that's feasible. Like, that could be triple rerolls on most of the rolls if you needed it. Like, initial roll, then reroll for Jack of Trades, then reroll for luck if you really had to.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
What, like, weapon is Jack's going to make?
All right. Oh, well, yeah, Cestuses are small, right? Can I make Cestuses in, like...
Okay.
Like cestuses and a dagger.
I would let cestuses. Like that. Cestuses and a dagger, or cestuses and a short sword. But if you want to do something bigger, like, you know, broadsword, longsword, greatsword, etc., etc., that would be the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Weapons that we use are. What weapon does Jack? Does Jax use a hammer now?
He's got a hammer and a saber, and he
will
say, like, Kiara, you have, like, a clear progression of, like, weapons innate to you that are going to get better.
That's true.
That is something to, like, keep in mind.
Nonum is pretty tied to his current weapon, just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could make Jax a cool hammer.
Also, maybe, like, Malona or...
Slashing is not as bad now, so the saber works. Like, whatever. I would say it could make either a saber or a hammer, or cestuses and a dagger.
Well, I think Jen is definitely right that, like, at this point, like, especially because I'm going to be sinking XP into something else, it doesn't make sense to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, I wasn't trying to, like, talk you out of the cestuses either. I just wanted to, like, remind you.
Oh, yeah, no, because you're right that I had more or less forgotten. I just went, oh, Jen said this was going to be hard, but then she gave me opportunity. But
I think maybe you just make whatever armor you can out of it, and we either keep it or sell it.
I will say, I have an idea of a way to make it cool for weapons. It would be much less interesting or cool as armor. Plus, armor-wise, I'd let you make one piece of armor.
Would the cool stuff be better for, say, a mace or a saber?
I think it'd be sexier on a saber.
All right, cool. I'm gonna make a dragonbone saber. It's gonna.
I wouldn't
be
say no to a dragonbone spear either if you have leftover.
I feel like a spearhead you could also toss in there.
Hmm. Would you say
Jen
that,
angry?
Jen, angry.
We will see how well you roll. We'll look at your degrees.
Okay, that's
and tell
totally
you
fair.
For something else.
Okay.
All right, is Toast Jack of Trades in it?
Yes.
I'll reroll. I passed.
That's your last lucky roll, Olivia.
Well, I rolled a 21, so that's 2 degrees.
Nice.
Okay.
And my blacksmithing was going to be at a 30 for this with the material, so that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, all right. You have enough to try and make either a dagger, a spearhead, or one cestus.
Does anybody actually fight with a dagger? Like, I have some, but they're for throwing, and I don't want to make a really nice thing that I'm going to throw.
I don't think any of us
do. Although we could sell that for a lot.
I mean, Jen said something cool was going to go on with the weapons. I would prefer to...
Because of, like, the nature of the fang, there is essentially, like, you know, like leftover poison from the like sea serpent's like poison gland that was stuck in the fang, and you manage to work that into the blade such that it always does plus 2 poison damage.
Yo.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool though. I mean, I would say try for the spear, and if it's like successful and I just don't find I'm using it that much, we can either give it to a different party member if they need it or want it, or we can sell it.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Failed the first one.
Okay, I passed first one.
No, just need one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can roll jacks.
Cool, I failed again, so we're gonna try for a luck point reroll. That's a 16.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you managed to make a spearhead, same thing, plus 2 poison damage, and there's like, you can design however you like, but my vision for this was like on the I think it's called Fuller, right? The like blood groove of the spearhead and of the saber, there's like a channel of green poison running through it.
That's cool.
I will say that these are very unique, right? Like, big sea serpents like that are very, very rare. So, like, these are weapons that you're not likely to see anywhere else. I, at least, just for fun, would recommend, Jax, you giving them names.
Yes. Okay, wait.
This is, like,
so mastercraft. Do this now? Can I think about it?
Yeah, feel free.
I'm gonna draw all these. Listen,
yeah.
One of the few things I actually can draw well are, like, medieval weaponry, because I got really into it in middle school, which is the whole thing. But you know what? I can draw them. I'm going to do it.
Hey, Eli. Was it because of the Lord of the Rings?
Amongst other things, yes.
Yeah.
It was because of the Lord of the Rings and the subsequent any, like, medieval-based YA novel I could get my hands on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
no.
That was the time, huh?
That was my childhood, too.
I hated reading.
Boy, did I read a lot.
See, I went the other way. Mm. That's how I was with, like, Arthurian fantasy.
Okay, so, Ita, you had a thing to do?
I want to go clothes shopping.
You do.
Anyone want to do a little, maybe, window shopping? Clothes shopping with me?
Me?
Can't say I've really gone shopping for clothes that weren't because my old ones were rags in a while, so.
Whatever you get, I want matching.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been clothes shopping in... I'm not sure Kiara's ever been clothes shopping.
All my clothes have, like, skulls and shit on them, so it'd be nice to get something a little brighter. I, like, borrowed most of my shit from the frat.
It's time for an outfit upgrade.
I'm not drawing.
It seems like it's time for an outfit upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, fair.
I don't think I've ever bought clothes purely because I like the way they looked, and I think we have a little bit of money, so.
All right, so where do we go first? Because we're shopping for, like, an assortment of different tastes and bodies here.
It's medieval
Target.
Time. There's, like, a tailor, and you get clothes
Target.
Made.
Target.
Okay, you go to Target.
Go to Fantasy Target.
Yes.
Who gives a shit? You go to Target.
I love Target trip.
Yeah.
Let's go to Fantasy Target.
We show up and they're like, yeah, we sell arrows here. Why are you here looking for clothes?
Yeah, no, I mean, it really would be a Fletcher, huh?
Hey, Jen, is there any chance that this exact outfit I've just put in the chat exists?
Also, I will say, what you've drawn fits Khajiit clothing styles very, very well. So, like, yeah.
Nice.
Like, that is a Khajiit-y outfit, for sure.
I will put this in the art folder for, I guess, whatever. What is this? Went on the Planes 4 spoilers?
Yes, yeah, 4th. Also, like, I don't think that's much of spoilers.
Yeah, but like, I just do it to make it easier to find, too. Like, if it's an episode-specific thing, I always put it in a folder.
Fair.
Nonim just wants to get a... spends a while just trying to find a hat that's big enough to fit his head, and he ends up with just a purple beanie. That's all he gets. For sleeping, because his ears get cold at night.
That's valid.
I guess Tila will get, like, new sort of, like, monk clothes, but in a more, like, Khajiit style, because hers are, like, deeply fucked up. So, like, a little bit more colorful.
I mean, I think Kiara is still, like, wearing the armor that Kiara always has been wearing. It's just that, in light of her new edgy style and the fact that she got the bisexual bob recently, even though she's, you know, Yeah, to match with her I'm sad and edgy, or at least I'm trying to be, but I'm bad at it. But I also wear full armor, so it's really hard for me to express my individuality through clothing. You know, I'm thinking she's just got like under her armor, just like what you would imagine a modern day spy wearing. Like, Kiara is wearing a black cat suit. It's just she's wearing it under full plate armor.
Yeah, kind of what she already has.
No, the last one had colors, and I actually really liked the colors. But this one, it's very much like a turtleneck. Like, it goes right up to this is like just her being like, I'm a serious adult.
Olivia, do you get a miniature version of those robes?
No. This is what's going on. Are we at the place that we're buying it?
Mm-hmm.
I want a scrap of that fabric. And you know how I have a yellow ribbon tied around my tail so I won't forget that thing?
Wait, what thing?
I don't know. I forgot. That's the problem. So I keep it there so I can maybe remember one day. Because you know when you tie something around your finger so you remember, don't forget something? Well, he did that with his tail when he was little, and he forgot. So he still has that yellow ribbon around his tail.
Okay.
I'm going to take that off, but I'm going to tie a piece of swatch to that fabric that the star is on it there. So I remember.
Nice.
Still not sure what you're remembering, but I think it's cute.
Neither is toast.
Yeah, I tied it there so I wouldn't forget something, but then I forgot it anyway.
Fair enough.
But I know I have to remember something.
This is deep toast, Dolor, everybody.
Okay, anything else to do in Torval?
Torval.
Can Jax get an eyebrow piercing?
Fuck it.
Oh, nice.
I got a piercing.
At the same place where the person is selling the hats, I look and see if they're selling any, like, cool-looking feathers that go in the hats. But I do so when Kiara's not around.
Okay, so you are buying a present for Kiara's brother.
Do I have to spend money on these djinn, or is it just...
I don't care.
Do they have...
You lose one gold.
Does he have cool feathers?
Yeah, he has sick feathers.
Describe the feather I get.
Fucking green.
Oh, I would love cool. Green.
Sure.
It's like super long, like... Ooh, is it like a peacock feather, but like a fantasy peacock feather?
Yeah, sure.
So it like kind of shifts between green and bluish?
Yeah.
Hey, Jen?
Huh?
So, partially because I wanna, and partially so that you never have to deal with Fantasy Target again, can Kiara and Toast get banned from Fantasy Target for kart racing?
Sure. Oh, okay.
Wait, and Jax, where do you get, like, it's just, you said it's an eyebrow piercing?
Do you have eyebrows?
I think they have like a ridge there. I don't know if it's hair.
This is not hair, but yeah.
Anyway, we leave Torval.
Well, you'll like stay the night in the inn because like you spent most of the day. You do manage to get directions from the innkeeper to the ruin of whatever I called it. I don't remember. Dosan.
Definitely started with the D.
Dosan.
Yeah, and yeah, you head there in the morning. It's a short walk, a couple hours, and upon arrival, like, it's a pretty basic alien ruin, you know, crumbling archways, stairway descending down into the, like, remainder of the, like, complex. Nothing really outside to mark anything special.
Can we explore?
Yeah, let's go in, I guess. Let's check it out.
Okay. Give me one sec to figure some stuff out.
No.
Okay.
Okay. We go into the ruin and we start glitching because the area hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah, there's a loading screen.
Yeah. The area hasn't loaded yet, so we start like falling through the world until the area loads.
All right. I think the spear is going to be Stingray, still thinking about the sword.
Stingray? That's cool.
They're going to be named after poisonous ocean creatures. Because they're from the poisonous water dragon dude.
I don't know how, I don't know why. All I know in this life is that I think of Kiara as Kiara Skull Crusher, but Kiara already gave her family a last name.
Yep.
It's daring.
I know. Your mom resents it. Resented.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to like work Skull Crusher in as a middle name for her, but like I need to introduce her to more people. Like,
Skull Crusher Daring.
Toast.
All three. First name, like pseudonym, and then last name is all Toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do I have a last name?
I don't know.
Do Khajiits have last names?
Maybe? I'm not sure.
Or is it like son of something?
Man.
Last name is Meow.
Toast, maybe Meow, Meow.
Okay, you enter the main chamber. I think let's actually do dungeon crawl rolls. The rolls are guard, which is looking out for people gonna attack you. Looter, which is, you know, looking for just kind of small finds and loot and stuff. And trap finder, which is watching out for traps. So, Kiara.
I'm gonna do guard as I do.
Etma.
Trap finder.
Toast.
Blue.
Nonim.
Loot.
Jax. Okay. So we'll say you guys walk in, and this is a very, very large sort of antechamber to the ruin. High vaulted ceilings after a steep stair descent down, and the room is filled with statues of alien warriors and mages, swords, staves, bows, etc., drawn, poised for battle. Seems to be sort of like a memorial hall or something like that. Kiara, go ahead and roll observe plus 20.
I passed. No degrees.
Okay. No degrees. We'll say that as you guys progress to the center of the room, there are six statues. Two warriors with swords and shields, two archers with bows drawn, and two mages. They each slowly at first start to move and creak to life, and then burst off of their pedestals, surrounding your party, ready to strike. Kiara, your weapons are already out, and you are not surprised, but with those degrees, you don't manage to warn the party in advance, so we'll have a surprise round that you can take part in, but the rest of the party can. So go ahead and roll initiative.
Yes, you mean the Kiara goes last roll. I hope
you can't. You can't do reactions during surprise either, right? You're just like, get punched.
You just get bodied.
Nice.
Okay, what did you all roll? Jillian, what did you roll? 13?
A 13.
Emma?
16.
What's your initiative rating?
10.
Toast, what'd you roll?
14.
14. And Jax, what'd you roll?
19.
Okay, in this surprise round, first up is actually Kiara.
Oh, wild. So you said that there's two warriors, two mages, and two archers?
Yeah.
All right. So they're all made of stone. Does that mean they all take crushing damage?
Yeah, they do because of their armor. I'm treating them as mostly just humans.
Okay. In that case, I think Kiara's going to go for the, I guess probably the mages, because mages typically are kind of like glass cannony, I guess she's like all right, if I can like knock at least one of them just out before this fight even starts, like,
okay,
hot. Okay, so I'm gonna roll my first punchy boy.
Can I also say I really like the aesthetic of like this surprise round, like in canon, is like Kiara just sort of senses the movement out of the corner of their eye, doesn't have any time to say anything, just like immediately turns and swings.
Yeah. Does punches.
Or specifically for the mages, it'd be like you guys get to the halfway point in the room, Kiara sees some statues and just sprints ahead, jumps up to a statue pedestal and just swings.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like the archers are behind you, the warriors are level with you, and the mages are in front of you.
Gotcha. That's
essentially the setup. All right.
So that hit, or it's 2 degrees. I don't know if they're counterattacking.
Yeah. I think the mage will counterattack. Also 2 degrees, so reroll.
Oh, fight me. Not you, but the mage. All right, that is 7 degrees.
Yeah, okay. The mage reaches out a hand, which is, like, with glowing with, like, white magic energy. You just punch before it has a chance to touch you. Go ahead and roll damage.
I am going to make this a power attack, just kind of try to, like, punchy punch.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to, sure, let's see how tough these things are. I'm going to double power attack it. So. Jesus. And that is 25.
Okay. Are you adding both the, like, extra strength bonus for unarmed and the material bonus of your weapons?
Should I not be?
Don't think so.
But the Cestuses count as unarmed.
Fuck. I'll look into that. For now, let's just keep doing it.
We can also change it for homebrew if, like, that...
Well, I think the idea is that you get that if you don't have a material bonus. It makes up for the material bonus.
Yeah, I think that's like, because they added Cestuses in one of the, like, it's not in the core, it's in one of the add-ons, the and I think it might just be they added this in a book, and then they if we're being honest, they didn't balance this right. Cestuses are broken.
We'll say either if you're using the Cestuses, you use the material bonus, otherwise you use the like strength bonus, and if you want to refund that talent because it doesn't really work for you anymore, you're welcome to.
Ah, cool.
But okay, so that's what, like 20?
Yeah,
I mean, you punch right through its stone head and it just shatters.
Oh, hot. All right, so I'm going to then, I guess, kind of turn to the other mage and use my second punch to, punch this one.
Okay, it's going to try and ward the attack.
That's 6 degrees.
Yeah, and he fails the ward, so.
Oh, goodbye.
Hot. She's 11.
Okay, still alive.
Punch it again. Let's go.
Okay, it's going to try and counter.
That's fair. All right, 4 degrees.
Yeah, you hit. But...
Oh, hot. Okay, so that's 9 damage.
Yeah, it you deliver a solid blow to the chest, and it, like, cracks and then falls apart. So both the mages are gone.
Yeah, that's Kiara being Kiara. She's just chilling now, I guess.
Okay. Next up are the guardians, who are going to just kind of close in on the party, and they identify the two, like, squishiest members as Ita and Toast, and so they're each going to swing twice at you guys. So, first with Ita.
Both of the parties were like, take out the mages.
Can I say, while Ita's getting bludgeoned to death, he looks really good.
Yeah. Well, the first attack misses. The second one also misses. Jesus.
I'm so good at this game.
Yeah. Toast, the first attack hits and will deal, fucking nothing damage. 5 damage to hit location 9, which I think is, like, okay, it's an arm. The second attack also hits and deals, okay, that's better, 9 damage to hit location 8, which is the other arm.
Can I ward it?
So 8 damage total.
Can I ward it?
No, because this is a surprise round. Nonim and Jax, the archers are each taking aim at you and just, like, draw, aim, shoot. So they're each taking one shot at you.
Hey, archers kind of suck.
Yeah, archers suck. For Nonim, that hits 11 damage on hit location 8. And for Jax, fucking misses.
One long Lyra the Dread is an archer of legend. She deserves more respect than this.
Fair enough. Top of the round, Jax, it's your turn.
I'm gonna hit him. Oh, wait, I have to pick one. are the archers, like, next to each other?
Yeah, a little ways away.
All right, cool. I'm gonna run up and first hit the one that missed me to be rude to it with my new fancy saber.
Roll your hit, it's gonna try to evade.
Pass with one whole degree.
Fails the evade. So, yeah.
You're rolling really good, Jen.
Yeah. Well, these are not powerful monsters. Okay, roll damage. And are you hitting with the sword or the mace?
Sword for this one.
Okay. The poison damage doesn't apply because they're statues.
I think that's 13. Let me check.
Yeah, it's dustied.
Yay.
Like, bloodied, but with statues, I assume.
Yeah. It'll try to evade again.
That's passed with 6 degrees.
Go ahead and hit it. And also, it failed the evade, so if you want to take advantage, you can.
I do not remember how to do that.
It's like you can try and trip it, and or take +10 against the next hit against it, or stuff like that. There's a section on it in the book if you want to read up on it at some point.
Is disarming it in there?
It is.
That seems reasonable.
Okay, so for free, you can make a disarm check, which is combat style if you have unarmed train, or athletics if you don't. Now roll physical for them, which fails.
I think I also fail.
Okay, so you don't manage to kick the bow away, but you do hit, so go ahead and roll damage.
16.
Okay, yeah, you crush it.
Yay! That must save my last action.
Cool. Next up is Tila. She's going to use her ice trap ability to freeze one of the guardians before they have a chance to attack. Probably the one that attacked Toast because it was actually hitting. Okay, I guess first she'll attack the other archer with like a water jet. Does a little bit of damage to one of the archers and then we'll freeze the other one solid in ice. Or the other melee person, the one attacking Toast. Next up is Ita.
Okay, first Ita is going to launch one of the spears attached to his waist at the remaining archer. That is 4 degrees.
The evade fails, so yeah.
Okay, this is the Moonstone Spear with Magicka Siphon on it. Do they have Magicka to absorb or no?
Yeah, these are magical constructs, I think, inherently.
Cool. So I regain 8 Magicka, it loses 8 Magicka.
Why don't you roll luck?
I pass 1 degree only.
Yeah, so it actually, like, you know, these are statues being brought to life by magic, so siphoning its Magicka actually damages it as well. I'll say it takes 4 non-negatable health damage from that.
Cool.
What's the damage of the actual spear?
That is 2 for Moonstone, 2 for Launch, and then a d8, I rolled a 2, so 6.
3, okay. Okay, still alive, but not looking good.
Okay, and how far away is that guy from me?
Within walking distance, or like within your movement range.
Not okay, rare. So I'm going to then launch that same spear back over my shoulder and hit the guard that's not entrapped.
That's sexy.
That is a pass 1 degree only.
Yeah, I think he'll try to block specifically.
Okay.
He succeeds on doing so. You don't get the magic, I think.
Yeah.
And
it would make sense, I think.
Go ahead and roll damage.
5 plus 2 plus 2, so 9.
Yeah, that doesn't get through.
Okay. That is my turn. I will save my last action.
Okay. Toast, you're up if you wanna.
I armor cloak.
Okay.
I attack with chain lightning.
You're gonna hit the 3 remaining people.
Oh. Okay. I passed. I'm overloading it, so that's 12 damage.
Okay. The archer dies and the 2 guardians look like pretty fucked up.
It's another man I've killed.
Oh, I'm keeping track of Kiara's skulls now. There's a post-it note for it.
Word. Do you do anything else with your turn, Toast?
I attack again.
Okay.
Okay, and I do. Oh, that's a 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 damage.
Guardians are both gonna block. They succeed. Yeah, they die.
Kelly, I'm killed some more.
They're not alive.
Yeah, well,
they're committing not alive.
So you're standing in the central antechamber. The statues are gone now. You seem to have a moment of respite. Anyone who wants to can roll investigate.
Me.
Ooh.
I'm not going to muddy up our group rolls by failing that.
I've got it. 4 degrees.
I failed because I'm bad at things, but I do them.
I'll pass. I will not do it. Not in that I did
pass. I decided that I pass. You're welcome.
Anyways, I did it. I got a lucky number, actually. Didn't even roll for it. Just like, you know, I was feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Jax and Toast, you both notice a section of wall on kind of the left wall of the room that looks a little funky. And there seems to be, like, it's a hidden door. Other than that, we'll say that was on the west wall. The east and north directions each have like a hallway leading down, or leading just further into the complex.
Hidden door.
You press around bricks until it opens, and eventually it does, and you see a small cache of treasure.
Hey.
In the back there. Let's say, Jax, roll a d6 for me.
A 4.
You find a third level spell tome. So if anyone has, I don't care what spell, if anyone has a third level spell they want to learn, it's that.
Permanent burrito summoning.
Or actually, okay, you know what? This is an alien ruin. Ita, roll luck.
I'm going to luck roll that. That sounds mysterious and I like stuff.
Oh wait, no, you already have astral projection. Never mind.
I already have what?
Astral projection.
I do already have astral projection.
I forgot. Anyway, it's a third level spell tome of any spell that you guys want figured out amongst yourselves.
Are there any cool necromancy spells I don't have?
Well, because of the way I am, I have like most of the third level spells I could want. So I'll look up and see if there's anything, but this could totally just go to someone else instead.
Where are necromancy spells, Jen?
It's one of the homebrew. It's in Tutorial Tuna's homebrew stuff. I think that's spellcraft, like, 4.
Yeah.
That is what was in the side room. Now you have the two hallways, north and east. Oh, also, the two people doing loot. I think there was 2. Yeah. I think that was Toast and Nonim. Go ahead and roll observe or investigate plus 10.
I'm gonna pass that. Feel good.
Oh, I fail.
I've passed with 5 degrees.
Okay, roll a d6 for me.
2.
Okay, you find 11 alien coins, which are each valued at 10 normal gold, so essentially you find 110 gold.
Nice.
Makes up what you gave Nonim.
No, I didn't get rid of it, so I'm just not gonna do anything.
There you go. Okay.
Also, I don't have really anything. Like, I have all the spells that are that level.
I have one spell I really want, but it's a first level spell.
That's fine.
So if no one else comes up with anything, we'll do that. But I already have a lot of spells. So if someone has something that they're interested in, we can do that instead.
Permanent burrito summoning.
Yeah.
We can also see if Milona wants something at a future time.
Yeah. Just you can figure out amongst yourselves.
Yeah, like, I would say like Eli, whenever you can just ask Rechna if there's a spell they want. If not, I'll totally have something.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So do you guys head north or east?
Free the north.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you come into a square room with there's no passage leading north, but there is a passage leading west and a passage leading east. Which do you go?
Always turn left, which is
west.
Yes.
Okay. Trap finders, go ahead and roll observe or investigate plus 10. I think that was Jax and Ita.
It's a pass. 2 degrees.
Help. Pass 1 degree.
Yeah, there was a spike trap you guys managed to avoid. In here, you also find a small cache of treasure. So, Ita, go ahead and roll a d6 for me.
A 6. I think d6 is just like my lucky rolling die. Like, I almost always roll really high initiative as well.
You find a set. You find a piece of partial moonstone armor. We'll say the breastplate.
Nice. It's worth a couple hundred.
Okay. So heading back to that room that you were just in, you can either head east here or east through the other room.
Let's go east here first, I suppose. Unless anyone, I'm just picking random directions, guys.
You're picking random directions, and so far I've agreed with each and every one. That's what I've been just gesturing at on the
screen. It's the sort of thing where it's like we don't really know this place, so kind of anywhere that we haven't been is fine.
Fair. Yeah. So east.
Trap finders, go ahead and roll observe or investigate plus 10 again.
Me succeed 1 degree.
Succeed 2 degrees.
Yeah, if you were to have stepped on a certain stone, the ceiling would have shot down very quickly and crushed you.
Okay, Jack.
Yikes.
I high five Jax. I'm like, we're kicking ass, dude.
Okay. Yeah. As you go down this hallway, you hear a faint, kind of like off-key humming that feels eerie and bad.
It can't be off-key if there's no other sounds.
Okay. It starts as like, you know, steady and then just kind of spikes weirdly. Like, it's okay. Bad humming.
Is it all minor chords?
I don't
There's
know.
Only one note. It can't be a chord.
A harmonious.
I'm not the only
all
one
of you
can
sound
like
people.
Also, a single chord can't be right off. Chord can't be off key either.
I tried to help.
Can it be like a harmonious of like it's not like
yeah like if I were to hum like this.
Yeah. Is that what it sounds like, Jen? Is it that?
Like that. Let's move on.
Okay.
Also, Jillian, sorry.
Olivia, I'm gonna cut that and have it replay for the entire time we're in this rest of the dungeon. For the ambiance.
Just like really quietly.
Anyway.
Kiara is ready to punt.
Oh, as it's killing
you enter this room, you see a thin, tall figure in like draped red robes that look similar to Bertman's, with just pieces of like gold armor encrusted with bright blue gems and sharp like finger pieces on the edges of the like gauntlets. His back is turned to you and he's just like humming and seems to be like fiddling with some similar like blue glowing gemstones.
Hello, why are you in a cave?
Okay, I get my weapon out just in case.
Kiara's still ready to punt.
What's yeah. good, my dude?
He turns around very slowly and then you can tell immediately that like he is clearly undead. Patches of his skin have fallen away. One of his eyes is like milky white and the bone around it is exposed, and he just gives you a very like vacant but creepy smile.
Like Yark,
like
or
Craig.
Yeah, exactly like Craig, but a smile instead of a flat line mouth, and then just keeps humming as his hands start to glow with magical energy. We're gonna keep your initiative rolls same as last time.
Fair.
I assume we are not surprised this time.
Nope. As he turns to face you, kind of the blue crystal lanterns in the room flare brighter, and you. How do you guys feel about body horror?
That's fine. Hit
do
me
it.
Up.
I'm good.
Jen, we've been here for years. It's fine.
The wall behind him is not stone. It is...
Flesh wall.
Hot.
Flesh wall. It is flesh wall.
We already had a flesh wall, remember?
I don't.
It when we were in the swamp bitch's mind land, the walls were... Because remember I brought up Naruto and the flesh wall?
They were
wall?
Uncomfortably
okay.
tight.
That was like... that was like mummified skin stretched over like... spindles. This is like goopy, dripping, like
undulating,
slowly moving with like an uncomfortable cacophony of many, many groans coming from it. And you can see like faces of the stitched together victims. And the nice. Alien man in like weird bird like clothing just kind of gestures his pointed fingers at the wall and, "Have you come to join my collection?"
We're too pretty to be part of a wall, sorry.
Still just smiling vacantly at you as now I'm rolling initiative.
Please, anything but the lungs.
One lung, Lyra, the dread.
No tail toes, the cute.
We're getting to it. He goes first. I'm presuming you guys would be clustered kind of tightly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I feel like that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
Poison bloom. So this is an AoE you can all evade if you'd like.
I guess. Honestly, no, I'm not gonna succeed that.
I'm gonna ward.
I'm gonna shift. Which is like essentially a evade but a spell, so we compare degrees, Jen.
This is an AoE.
How large is the area?
2 meter sphere. 2 meter.
Okay, so shift is 2 meter range. So can I get to barely the edge, or will I still be in it?
I'd say
she'll try.
Give me one sec to look up the rules on this. Okay. For those who evade, you'll take half damage. Ita will take no damage because you can shift out. And those who don't evade take full damage. The damage. Okay. I mean, that works as well. It's 10 poison damage, which counts as magical for armor purposes.
I don't take any damage. What's up?
Toast invincible this time.
Oh, okay. Well, I take no damage because Kiara has poison resistance because red guards are hot like that.
Hey.
I think then he's going to cast...
Wait, quick question. So if you're immune to poison damage, you don't take any.
Are you immune to poison damage or, like, getting poisoned? Actually, no, I think you...
I do not know.
So, yeah, you don't take any. I think, yes. Seeing that Ita and Jax look fine, I'm gonna roll between you. He's going to, like, he has his shining, like, it looks like a mix of malachite and those blue crystals, longsword drawn, and he's going to just kind of dash into combat, and take a swing at Jax.
Counterattack.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
3 degrees.
4, so he hits you. 13 damage to hit location 1, which is body. And then I think he's going to turn to, let's say, Nanim, and his hand glows with, like, a white radiant light, and you feel, you feel your organs just kind of twist and crack, and, like, you feel bad inside.
Ugh.
Or no, this gets resolved as a bolt, so you can try to evade this if you want.
And that's the, like, I guess, yeah, I can't, like, counterattack or parry.
Not really, no.
All right. Well, let's hope. Even with a luck reroll, I failed.
Hit location 8 takes 10 magic damage.
I have a +2 magic weakness, and I have 2 magical AR, so it's just like I take 10 damage. Which, I'm not looking great.
I ward that.
Okay, that's fine.
It's passed. -8 damage from that hit.
Okay, so I only take 2 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you take no damage. Because I think you only take the extra 2 damage if it gets through your armor. Because if it doesn't hit you, you're not weak to it. Isn't that how that works, Jen?
That's
like, I don't.
Fun.
Is it all resolved at once, or is it like once you get hit, you take 2 extra?
I think it makes sense as if it only gets through your armor. That's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm still like above half then with like the damage from last combat as well.
Next up is Jax.
All right, I'm gonna hit him with my saber.
Okay, he's gonna counter this.
4 degrees.
0 degrees, so you win.
17.
Damn, okay.
I rolled max.
Yeah, that's fuck. You hit him just very good.
I'm excited. Alright, well, I only had 1 action left, so that's all.
Fair. Okay, the next up is Tila. Tila's gonna save to do wards on people.
Are you gonna remember to do wards on people, Jin?
We'll find out. Ita.
I am going to... like, because of the aesthetic of Thoughtcast, just kind of stare at the guy and kind of give him, like, a little glare, and both of the spears just fucking fly out at him.
Okay.
First is the Moonstone Spear. That is exactly past at 8 degrees.
Damn, yeah. Roll, thing.
6 +2 +2, 10 damage.
Okay.
Does he have Magicka to absorb?
He does.
So he loses 8, and I gain 8. And then the, the Stingray.
Yeah.
Flies out from the other belt loop and just goes flying at him as well.
He's undead, so he won't take the poison damage.
Gotcha. That is a 7 degrees.
Okay. Damage?
2 on the die, so that's 2 +2 +5. So 9.
Okay.
And then I am done.
Yeah, he's definitely goopied.
Unfortunate.
Next up is the flesh wall, which is going to take this opportunity to summon a flesh atronach.
Can I hit you with a dislike emoji for the words?
Well, it's fine.
Okay.
Which is, you essentially see a purple glow from the wall, and then different pieces of the flesh stitch themselves together and pull away into a vaguely humanoid shape that roars at you. Yeah, it actually also, like, seems to have taken up some of the equipment of hapless adventurers who have gotten added to the flesh wall, and has iron armor and a large iron blade attached to its arm. It is going to charge Kiara.
Kiara hit.
And I think first...
Why don't we call charging Kiara? We call that a fatal mistake.
Actually, yeah, you know, this thing's fucked up. I want to play it to its full efficiency. It's going to run just kind of in the middle of the group and just, like, bring that large blade across, hitting Kiara, Nanim, and Toast. So why? Each of you can defend against this separately.
Can I counter?
Is there, like, a counter?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can defend against it as a normal attack. Kiara, Toast, and Nanim.
Les, ward me.
All right. That's 6 degrees.
Do you not have any actions?
Tila will ward you.
Nice.
Only 1 degree for a counter.
Okay, so Kiara, you manage to, like, kind of duck the blade and stab him as it comes across. Nanim, the blade's gonna catch you, and Toast, the blade will catch you as well, but it's also warded, so let me roll the damage.
Are you sure it catches me? If it hits them, then it's gonna go over my head. Just saying.
Well, it doesn't.
Boom.
It's coming down at a diagonal arc, so it would have hit Kiara in the shoulder, hits Nanim in the chest, and hits you on the head.
What the heck? That's my moneymaker!
Well, you wanted this to make sense, so here we go.
Toast's head is, like, bigger than his entire rest of his body.
Of course it hits the head.
Yeah, how could you hit anything else?
It's difficult to hit Toast's body or limbs. They're just so stubby and small.
Okay, so Nanim, you take 13 damage to your chest, physical. Toast, you would also take the 13 damage to your head. Tila is going to ward you.
Can I also ward me?
No.
Why?
Because ward essentially creates a shield, and there can only be one shield.
Double shield.
Absolutely not.
We have canonically done it before, but it is a little OP.
6 of that goes away.
Okay, well, also, I have my armor cloak, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elias, tell how much damage I have.
13 minus 6 minus your armor cloak minus any head armor.
Minus 6 minus 5, so 2 damage.
2 damage, okay. Yeah, and then I think after that, it's going to punch Kiara.
But I counterattack.
This is a different... Oh, right, resolve your attack.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna... Kind of seeing that this is fucking people up, power up my counterattack. We're actually using the stamina points, folks.
Okay.
And that's plus 4, which is 19. And this doesn't get crushing because it's made of flesh, I would assume?
It does have armor on, so you'd get crushing for that.
Ooh, that would be 21 of the damage to this bladey boy.
Okay. Not bloodied. Yeah, now it's going to punch you.
That's fair. I'm gonna counterattack it.
Okay.
7 degrees.
Yeah, okay, you succeed. It swings wide and you manage to get a jab in. So roll your damage.
So 10 damage.
Okay. You barely do anything against both its armor and just natural toughness. Next up is Toast.
I heal myself. I have a question. If I do mass healing, does that include me?
Yeah.
Sweet, I'm gonna do that instead. Whoever needs healing, you get that. Yeah, I passed. Everyone gets 6.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm just going to do it again. Passed. You get 12.
Yeah, it's really a lot like Nanim and Toast really needed health, right?
Yeah.
I'm like doing pretty good now.
Nice. Also, like, the funny thing is when an orc says they're half health, they're actually still pretty healthy.
Yeah, like I had like, I had like 20 health left.
Ah, the horror.
But it was
Toast maximum is 16.
Toast, do you do anything else with your turn?
I saved my last action.
Okay. Kiara, it's your turn. I don't know if you have any actions left.
Oh, yes. I have exactly one of them.
Okay.
And I'm going to... Honestly, I get that I could attack something, but my attacks don't really seem to be, like, super hitting this thing, and I don't have enough actions to, like, disengage from it and go after the wizard boy. So I'm going to use this action to chug a magic AR potion, because I have those and we're fighting an undead wizard.
Okay. Next up is Nanim.
Nice. Okay, well, like, even though he got healed some, he got hit a couple times, and you could see he's just starting to get a little pissed off, and as he does, some of, like, you see on his skin, like, some of the wounds start just, like, healing up again. So he heals his
endurance bonus, which is 4. Yeah, now his, what is it? His strength bonus is doubled. His endurance bonus is doubled.
No. No, you no, add your endurance to your strength.
Yeah, yeah. You add your endurance a bonus to strength. So plus 4 to strength. And also to magic resist. So I now have a plus 2 to magic resist instead of a minus 2.
I never really thought about how like that actually works really well with orcs to take that sign if you're going part caster, because you can offset it pretty much entirely.
Yeah.
Smart.
That was more of like a character decision, but it worked out real well. Yeah. I didn't try to build a good character. Okay, so with that, then he's gonna just try to hit this boy.
The Flesh Atronach or the Sorcerer or the Wall?
Oh god, there's 3 people.
Yeah.
Who's the one who just got in the middle of all of us?
The Flesh Atronach. And it's not bloodied.
How is the original guy looking?
The Sorcerer looks like shit, but he didn't summon the Flesh Atronach, if that's what you're thinking. The Flesh Atronach looks pretty much fine, and Kiara's hits haven't been getting through, so the extra penetration might help. The Wall is completely undamaged.
I'm gonna wail away at the Flesh Atronach. I kinda wanna go wail away at the Wall, but maybe that's a better job for the casters. I probably shouldn't leave folks alone in melee. I hit with 3 degrees.
Okay, he's out of AP, I think, at this point. Or no, okay. he has 1 more that he can try and, like, parry with, but he fails, so, yeah.
Okay.
Advantage if you want it.
I'll try to knock him to the ground if I can.
Okay, yeah, but it's also still limited to, like, your attacks per round and stuff, but, like, it does help.
But we could, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a... He fails that check.
Okay, so I'm going to also burn 2 stamina on this.
Okay. You're double power attacking?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, that does... give me a second. I rolled a 9 on the die, so then okay. That's plus 4, so 13, plus 9 plus 9.
Okay, so 13 plus 18, so that's 31. 31.
Does that break through his armor?
It does.
So an additional 9.
Yes.
40.
For splitting.
Okay.
40 damage.
Yes, so you... I'm essentially imagining Works, you use the halberd, like, axe head to, like, hook the leg and sweep him down, and then you just bring that down in a chop, and you cleave him in half.
I sure do.
Oh! That's crazy.
And then he just, like, tries to shake it off his, like, sword, or his halberd for a second. He's like, God, I prefer bones! And then is gonna just run over to the wall and just try to hack away at the wall.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your attack.
5 degrees of success.
Yeah, I mean, it can't defend. It's a wall.
God, yeah. I hate when things are squishy, starts swinging.
Okay, so 15 damage. Does that break through?
Yeah,
I don't know if it has armor. Okay, so then an additional 9 damage to that.
So... 24 damage.
24 damage.
Okay,
yeah.
The wall's not quite dead.
I don't really have another... I don't think I can really do anything else. Yeah.
You do get sprayed with a lot of blood and viscera. It is squishy.
It's icky.
There's some bones in there that crunch.
Okay. Does the dead flesh actor not count as a corpse?
Yeah, it does.
What size is it?
I think large.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Yeah, it's large.
Reanimate it?
Okay.
So I succeed on that roll. Give me a second to, like, mark down the stamina.
You thought you were gonna use weird flesh magic against us? Just kidding. Right back at ya.
So you guys see, as Nonim leaves, it, like, he kind of turns back towards it, and it starts to reform. And then he's like, don't hit it again, guys! It's on our side! And it just kind of, like, sloops back together. And it's, like, there's still a seam down the middle, but it's, like, kind of attached to itself.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what its initiative order is, nor what its,
I'm just gonna say it keeps abilities its original initiative and abilities, so, like, it'll go... If anything is still left next round, it'll go there.
It keeps its abilities?
Yeah.
Dope. Okay. Well, yeah. It's up. It's up. That's the end of my turn.
Okay, so we go back at the top with the Sorcerer King. Yeah, so he's seeing that this battle is turning against him, and he actually looks a little scared. So he's just going to start, like, going. Jax, he's going to just stab you.
I'm going to counter.
Okay.
Luck reroll to pass with 6 degrees.
Yeah, okay. Roll damage.
That's 15, then.
Yeah, he dies. Ooh. Do you have anything special for how you want to kill him?
Break off his fingers one by one, then use them to his fingers
okay.
to stab him.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Anyways, I think I'm just gonna stab him vaguely in the body.
Yeah, he's like arching up his arm to stab down at you, and you just stab up through his chest, and he just kind of like crumbles onto your sword.
Does it do that thing where for a second he like stands still before he slumps?
Yeah, he does. Anyway, Jax, it's your turn, and all that's left is the flesh wall, which is wailing and looks pretty fucked up from where Nonim just, like, cleaved across it.
Can't believe we had a fight where Kiara didn't get the killing blow. That's crazy.
Hmm?
Yeah. A fight with Kiara not getting the killing blow on, like, the main enemy? Unheard of.
Hey, anyways, me, I just lost 15 damage per round.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, sorry.
It's whatever.
I'll go hit the flesh wall twice. All right, I pass both of my hits. It can't defend, right?
No, it's a fall.
Cool. I'm going to hit with the sword both times because I'm not going to get crushing, but I can get slashing. So.
Fair.
31 total.
Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy Jax shit. Is just cleaning house.
Just slices one, like, rolls, disappears in the darkness, slices another. It's like, okay, Jax.
I got a fancy sword.
It's a sick sword. Is it, like, serrated?
It is now. I don't know. I haven't figured that sick. Out yet.
Fuck yeah.
Also, on a naming update, all the names of, like, venomous fish are really dumb, so it's probably not going to be named after a venomous fish.
It could be snake-based.
That's true. The best one is, like, lionfish, and that's still not that good. Yeah, Stingray works for the spear, so that one's staying. So it's either going to be, like, a shark or something, or I might look at venomous snakes now.
Word.
Nonim just kind of glances over at, like, the flesh atronach and shrugs and is like, yeah, you were gross anyways, and it just back to the ground.
You know, I gotta say, your skills were very, very applicable to this situation. What with the if you're gonna reanimate a corpse, that's, like, that's the one right there.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, that felt worse than usual. Like, I don't know. It just felt, like, icky, like, on my insides, too, when, like, I reached out to touch it with my magic.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's, yeah.
It was a squishy experience.
It was internally squishy. Magically delicious.
So you're left in this room, and with the flesh wall dissipating, it's much less gross now. And the main thing you notice in this room is a pile of scrolls. There's also a small chest full of, just, like, a bit of, like, crushed gem powder.
Take that.
Yeah.
Who wants to put that in their inventory? Who has, like, the party?
You can do it, if you want.
Sure. So, some scrolls and some crushed gems?
Yeah, so, Etma, if you're the one who looks at it, you're not really super sure because it's mostly diagrammatic, but it seems to be diagrams for armor. With Jax not being able to read and you being able to read but not knowing much about armor, you two are able to decipher these. They are very, very complicated diagrams of how to smith Aeliad, Welkin, and Varla armor, the type of armor that stores magicka.
Hey, Jax, gotta be honest with you, this is a big, big success.
This is so cool.
I mean, one might even call this the most success possible. Other than fixing this guy, of course, but that'll happen, I'm sure.
Do I just know how to do that now?
So, what this is it's a pretty, like, relatively cheap Elite Advanced Jax that you can study these diagrams over time and get the white gold Artificer Elite Advance, which teaches you how to make Aeliad armor, which could severely help, like, Etma.
I hand them to Jax and I say, how about you hold on to these, and when we have downtime, I'll help you read them, and we can figure out how this works.
That sounds great. Also, it's got pictures. I'm all over that.
That's good. It does have diagrams, so I get, you know, once you understand what each part is, then you can just, you don't really need any help anymore. You'll just know what it is, so.
Can we teach Jackson Toast to read?
Olivia, if you're okay with this, like, it's been tried, or at least Etma or Etha tried to teach Toast at one point, and it was just,
Listen, it's like my mom trying to teach me how to do math. If you're not willing to learn, you can't do it.
Maybe Jax, though.
I think presumably I just spend the XP on it, right?
If you have the XP, yeah.
Nonim will also offer to help. Just be like, if you need, like, I mean, Etha, if you get any trouble with, like, the technical, like, I don't know. I know a tiny bit about crafting. If you need someone to help, like, I don't know, check over your shoulder with reading those diagrams. But obviously, you know more than I do.
The more the merrier, and I absolutely don't, so.
Hearth Mom taught me, like, a little bit.
Yeah, I know nothing about smithing or crafting, but I know a bit about magic. But this is, you know, there's a little bit of that in here that I recognize, but a lot of it is a lot of jargon that I don't really understand. How much is was that gem dust worth?
The gem dust is specifically, like, we'll say 3 samples of the dust you need to make this armor.
Oh, cool.
Also, just, like, I accidentally misspoke. I don't think it, like, was even heard anyways, but Nottam specifically said, like, Forge Mom taught me how to do that, not Hearth Mom. I got those mixed up, so.
Oh, I didn't hear that, yeah. Who's that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, one of my moms.
It's okay if you'd...
Super.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. She taught me how to work the forge a tiny bit. I'm not great at it, but yeah.
Can we steal this guy's shit?
It got wrecked really hard. I'm not going to give you set of armor from this.
Can we take his sword?
No.
Okay.
You got a lot of loot from this dungeon. Everything he had got shattered.
Okay, fair. That's fair. Jax cut him in half.
I did such a good job that I broke everything.
Yeah, you cut him. You stabbed him through the chest piece, and all the limb pieces just, like, shattered. It's like, oh damn. All right.
I need to name all of Nonim's moms.
How many moms does Nonim have?
Sometimes you just have a lot of moms.
At least 3.
Who could say?
Was the one getting all the moms, and not like that.
There's a lot of moms in this this campaign.
Itamaril will say to Kiara, "Hey, I have some extra magicka left over that's just going to, you know, disappear when we go to sleep. So, at the risk of, you know, potentially losing something, although they're kind of dispensable, I guess I'll repocket those spears that you've been holding on to me. It's a worthwhile risk. They're not worth a ton of gold if something happens to them. So,
good.
So I'll sit and pocket those 3 spears.
Kiara no longer has quite as many weapons on her back. Only the normal weapons that were already on her back that she does not use.
Okay. That is it for tonight.
Hey folks, it's Jax. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this session. If you like this podcast, go ahead and give us a follow and tell your friends. Thanks. Bye.